You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territory. This is UBC Happy Hour, a show that is all about what's happening on UBC's campus. UBC Happy Hour is collaboratively produced by the UBC Affairs Collective. If you like what you hear and you want to help make the show, send us an email at ubcaffairs@citr.ca. I'm Lilane.
I'm Alex Lenz, the collective coordinator.
I am Sadie Lai. I'm just a collective member.
Oh. I'm Amy Shandro. I'm a collective member.
Yeah. So today we have a really fun episode. So welcome back from the Christmas break, everyone. I hope everyone relaxed and enjoyed their time off. Hopefully no one was working too hard. So today we have some cool stuff planned. So we're going to be joined first in studio live by Isabella Bonato, who's a member at UBC Rec. She works for UBC Rec. She's a co-op student there. And we're talking about UBC Free Week. And then we sat down with some students on campus who are designing an app for beer brewing. So we're going to talk to them. Amy's back with her arts update. Yay! And she's wearing a Pitbull sweater that's really cute.
Not the artist Pitbull, by the way. Like a dog Pitbull.
Yeah, and an anvil hat. So she's like rocking it today. And then we're going to be talking about some of the classes that we're taking this semester. And we also have some really cool UBC-made music. So it's going to be a good episode. So, Isabella, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so you are working for UBC Rec as a co-op student. So you're the marketing and communications manager there?
Yeah, I'm a co-op student with that. So I'm not the manager, but I'm kind of an assistant for that.
Nice. Well, we can like pretend like you're the manager. We're like, I'm sure you do so much work there. You're also on the cover of the UBC Rec Guide, and you look awesome. I'm loving the hunter boots.
Thank you. That was the pop of red for the color.
Perfect. For the cover. Yeah. So what is UBC Free Week?
So from January 8th to 14th, we have a little sampler of all of our classes. So all the UBC Rec classes. So that like includes the fitness classes, the yoga classes, Pilates, martial arts, dance, and even the classes at the Aquatic Center are totally free to try out. So it's a super awesome way to try out some new classes or see if you want to register for something. And I think like sometimes when you start off a new class, it's like a little intimidating because you don't know the instructor, you don't know what you're doing, you don't know if you're even going to like it. So you kind of don't have that commitment, and everyone else is in the same boat too because nobody else has usually tried the class. And no registration or experience is required. So it's a great chance to sample some things.
Nice. So what are some of kind of like the standout classes? Like are there any kind of like unique classes being offered this year?
So we have lots of the general classes like the yoga, the Pilates, Zumba. And some of the cool new things that we have is at the Aquatic Center, they just got new hydro boards. So those kind of look like stand-up paddle boards, and they go in the pool, and we have a hydro board fitness class and a hydro board yoga class. So you're going to be like standing on these stand-up paddle boards and doing like yoga moves or doing like some fitness moves. So that's pretty cool.
I'm like painfully trying to imagine myself doing that, and I'm like, oh my God. Like I used to teach windsurfing, and like we would try to do like yoga on, you know, stand-up paddle boards, and I don't know, I thought my balance was good, but it's like a whole other level when you're like trying to float.
Yeah.
I'd for sure fall off, like 100%.
I don't think they move though, so like you're kind of secured.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because otherwise, like you'd have people like flipping and like hitting other people. So I
yeah,
think it's
you've won me over. Okay, good. Go
it's secured. It looks super cool. I saw them sampling it out today, and it like looks like a lot of fun.
Awesome. And Sadie just started working at the pool, so if you go, maybe you'll run into her at the front desk at 4:30 in the morning.
Yep.
Yeah. So if students are like interested after they take the class, they just sign up online? Is that kind of...
Yeah, so you can register online. There's a registration deadline is January 14th, so at the end of the week. We also have a lot of like drop-in classes. So lots of the spin classes, boot camp classes, pretty much anything you can also drop into. So like to drop into like a yoga class, for example, it's $10. Or you can buy, like, we have different pass options. So you can, like, upgrade your Bird Coop membership if you also love working out and get, like, a flex pass. And that allows you to kind of drop into any of the fitness, like, spin classes or some of the different, like BeFit classes. So that's a super awesome option. Or you can buy different like yoga passes. So there's so many different options that fit depending on what you want to do. And I think there's lots of other cool things that UBC Rec offers that not everyone takes advantage of, but they're totally free. For example, we have like drop-in sports at the SRC. So like if you and your friend want to play some basketball or badminton with your student card, it's totally free to come in. Also, the pool is free. So many people, I think, don't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a super beautiful pool. So yeah, there's lots of things to try out if you're, you know, maybe like classes aren't your thing.
Mm-hmm. I love the new pool. It's really nice. Yeah, it's like, I feel like kind of glamorous. Like, you know that scene in Mad Men when John Draper yeah. is swimming? I'm like, that's me. Even though that's not me at all. Cool. And how has your co-op been there? Are you enjoying that?
Yes, I'm enjoying it a lot. It's my second term now. So, yeah. And you can also catch us, like, I'm always doing promo out on campus. So you should stop by and say hi. You see the recreation tent?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I saw that there was like a burlesque class. That sounded really interesting. I was kind of into that one. Or there's like Latin dancing. Yeah, there's a lot of really interesting class. The West African dancing also sounds really interesting. And we're going to be trying to go to some of the classes and get some audio. So maybe next week, like we'll have, we've heard that Hugh, the spin instructor is Hugh. Don't pronounce the GH, is really cool. So, like, we're going to try to get Hugh on the radio, maybe, or some other fun instructors.
He's super loud and, like, cool. So I feel like that would be fun.
It's like, what's up with spin instructors? They're just so loud. I'm like, I feel like some people were, like, born to be spin instructors.
Well, you also have to be able to, like, spin and, like, not be breathing heavily and be able to scream at the same time. It's actually, like, very hard.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty crazy. Well, thanks so much for joining us on the show. And yeah, we're going to have hopefully a lot of fun next week taking these classes.
Yeah, thanks for having us and come say hi when you come stop by.
Yeah, and you guys are on like online. Are you guys on Facebook?
Yes, so Twitter? We have a free week Facebook group. Also, if you go recreation.ubc.ca/freeweek, every day's schedule's up on there if you want to try to check those out. But definitely follow UBC Rec on Facebook and join the free week event page too.
And just to clarify, for the classes, is it like kind of first come, first serve for the drop-in during free week? How does that work?
So if you have registered or you have a flex pass, then you automatically will have a spot. But definitely come early. It is first come, first serve. And some classes do fill up. So like Zumba on Monday nights gets super busy. Burlesque gets super busy. So come extra early. And we also have yoga mats available, for example, if you don't have a yoga mat. So yeah, we got your back.
Awesome.
Cool. So thanks so much for joining us. So we're going to take a quick music break. So we're going to be hearing Get In, Get Out by Emily and the Headlights. So they're a local UBC band and they play alternative rock music. According to their Bandcamp profile, Emily and the Headlights are quote unquote known and hailed locally for their encouragement of audience participation, taxidermy puns, and wild dance moves. I think there's like an inside joke that we're missing out on, but that's okay. Yeah, so this is Get In, Get Out, and it's from their 2017 album, The Deep End.
Should have seen this wall coming. We should have talked it over.
now I catch myself running. Oh, I call you over. We've boiled it down to the chemicals we drown. The flags we fly, a bloody red. The time we waste, we lie in bed. Get in, get out, shake it all about. Get in, get out, shake it all about. I can feel your breathing slowing. My eyes stay wide open, open. We're wearing out our welcome in the world we built together. Get in, get out, shake it all about. Get in, get out, shake it all about. I don't love you as much as I should. I don't love you as much as I should. I don't love you as much as I should. I don't love you as much as I should. I don't love you as much as I should. I don't love you as much as I should. I don't love you as much as I should. I don't love you as much as I should. I don't love you as much as I should. I don't love you as much as I should. Well, get in, get out, shake it all about. Get in, get out, shake it all about. Shake it all about. Get in, get out, shake it all about. Your bedroom, kick back to the sound of our old tune. We're brought back by the smell of your bedroom, kick back to the sound of our old tune. We're brought back by the smell of your bedroom, kick back to the sound of our old tune. Brought back by the smell of your bedroom. Kick back to the sound of our old tune. And I don't love you as much as I should. I don't love you as much as I should. I don't love you as much as I should. I don't love you. I don't love you. I don't love you as much as I should. I don't love you as much as I should. I don't love you as much as I should. I don't. I don't love you as much as I should. I don't love you as much as I should. I don't love you. I don't love you. I don't love you as much as I should. I don't love you as much as I should. I don't love you as much as I should. I don't love you. I don't love you.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on. Sugar.
Let's get it on. There's nothing good about winter. The days are shorter, the sun isn't as sunny, and it's freaking cold.
Yeah, but there's also the annual winter issue of Discorder. Pick up your copy of Discorder, that magazine that's salty enough to melt the iciest of seasonal affective disorders from CITR, at one of our over 100 distribution locations. To share some fireside cheer with Kathleen Hepburn, a local independent director, enjoy a cup of metaphorical cocoa with BB over their first full album release, make some non-denominational sugar cookies at Chinatown's Pollyanna Library with Jonathan Q, take a sleigh ride through CITR's seasonal special listening guide, and of course, enjoy reviews of local shows and new releases. And an extra special holiday shout-out to our advertisers, Tambor Concerts, the Rickshaw Theater, the Rio Theater, the Cinematheque, and Mint Records.
I guess winter's not that bad.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Park. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
Hi there, this is Amy Shandro. I'm here with another arts update, first of 2018. So let's just get started. So Saturday, January 6th, UBC Acapella is having their spring auditions. So it's happening all day from 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. In the Nest. And it's free, and they're drop-in auditions for anyone wanting to join UBC Acapella. And the reason they're going on all day is that there's no more than 5 people in at a time. So you get a small, nice, cozy audition group. Try that out. Next event on Monday, January 8th. We have a lot of AMS events happening. This is the first one. So AMS Live at Lunch, the first one of this week. So it's going to be, the AMS is bringing a local musician in to sing or perform on their instrument from 12 to 2 in the lower level of the Nest. It's a free event. So on January 8th, they're going to have Grace Esqueda. She's a guitarist and vocalist who sings covers of jazz standards, top 40s, and whatever else she wants. She does a lot, apparently. Also performing is Mia Selena. She's a singer-songwriter whose sound is described as simplistic, light and soft, with a subtle jazz influence. So you can just have your lunch there and listen to some nice music. It sounds like a really nice time. Also on Monday, UBC Slam Poetry Club is having a writing workshop. So it's the first writing workshop of the semester with Vancouver writer, spoken word poet, dramaturge, and educator Julia Pelleggi. And so poets and writers of all experiences are welcome. And there's free tea and instant coffee, so bring your own mug. That's from 1 to 2 in Nest Room 2528, and it's free. So come join that if you want to write your feelings out in poetry. Tuesday, January 9th, AMS is having an improv show. It's at 7 p.m. in the Nest Performance Theater, and it's UBC Improv performing, so I might be there. I'm not quite sure yet. I think I am. We'll see. So it's going to be a super fun show. UBC will Improv will be performing for an hour and a half, I believe, and arrive early because these shows sell out. It's a $5 entry fee, and maybe see me. Yay. Also, Tuesday, January 9th, CITR is hosting the Shindig Semifinals at Pat's Pub and Brew House. So it's a battle of the bands between Board Decor, KMVP, and These Guy. And we actually have someone in the studio here. He's part of it.
Well, I'm kind of DJing at it. And by DJ, I mean like putting together a playlist that will like play in the background. So like plugging in my iPod. So unfortunately, I'm not going to be like mixing anything because I do not have the expertise to do that. But it's all going to be all pseudo-made music. So that's kind of the theme of the night. And the bands playing are really good. I've seen Board Decor and These Guy, and they're pretty awesome. And it's like $6 to get in. And Pat's Pub is it's a pretty cool venue. It's really kind of like cheap beer, and like they brew it there. So yeah, I would check it out.
Yeah, it seems really cool. 7:30 doors and 8:30 show. And it's one of the semifinals, and there's going to be more this month. And then the final Battle of the Bands is going to be on February 2nd. So you'll be hearing more about it in the coming weeks. Then Wednesday, January 10th, UBC Dance Team is having a bake sale. I always love those. 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Nest. It's by donation. Just come around, get some nice home-baked goods, and support UBC Dance Team. It's always nice. And also on Wednesday, January 10th, there's another Live at Lunch show, and this one's, again, from 12 to 2 p.m. in the lower level of the Nest. It's free, and the artist is to be announced, so keep an eye out for that. But you can go to the bake sale and then also listen to the music. What a great combination. Then Thursday, January 11th, the UBC Film Society is having a screening of This Is What Dreams Are Made Of, the Lizzie McGuire movie, and Clueless.
Yeah.
So it's in Nest Room 2301 from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. I don't want to call them out, but originally they accidentally put it at 6 a.m. and I was a bit worried. I messaged them, but I would have come at 6 a.m. I don't have anything to do.
So. Yeah, Amy was like, I think I'm going to go to that. And I was like, what? You're going to wake up at like 5 a.m. to go to see a Lizzie McGuire movie?
It's a good movie.
It is. I just like, I'm imagining some just like diehard Lizzie fans like pulling up with their like coffee and they're like ready to go.
Well, they'd have on the pajamas, like Lizzie McGuire pajamas.
Oh, absolutely. Do you guys not own Lizzie McGuire pajamas? Please. So yeah, and it's free with membership, or just $5 for membership if you don't have one there. And then also Thursday, the third AMS Live at Lunch show is happening. All normal details, 12 to 2, lower level Nest. And the performer for this day is Rebecca Hope, and she's a First Nations singer-songwriter and guitarist from Pembroke, Ontario. So that should be really neat. And then also, last thing on Thursday, January 11th, is AMS is having a comedy show. By the way, all this AMS stuff is part of Frost Week, in case you didn't know why AMS is being so good right now. This is why. And so that's at 7 p.m. in the Nest Performance Theater. Again, a $5 entry fee. And it's brought to you by Comedy Records. And they're bringing stand-up from two really funny comedians, Ephthymios Nasiopoulos and Maddie Kelly. I went to their comedy show that they had for First Week, and it was hilarious. It was so good. I really recommend the comedy shows they bring. They always get really, like, top people. And finally, Friday, January 12th, the final AMS Live at Lunch show, and this performance is by Maze Theory, which is described as a fresh new UBC band with sweet, funky tunes. So again, check that out. Come to all of them. Maybe you'll get a prize. You probably won't. I'm sorry. then final thing, Friday, January 12th, UBC Improv's first show of 2018. I feel like I self-promote a lot, but it's happening. First show of the year, doors at 6:30, show at 7 in Neville Scarf 100, and $3 at the door for tickets or $4.50 online. I really recommend buying online because it gets really busy and sold out. And come to it and you'll see me again. Yay! You can see me twice doing improv this week.
Someone who has like a radio crush on you is going to show up and be like, I'm here for Amy.
My friend told me that like someone knew me from my improv shows. And I was like, oh my gosh, a fan? I'll give them an autograph. Why not?
Yes.
I kind of don't believe them. But like, maybe someone's a fan.
I'm sure you have fans. Oh, you're gonna show up on UBC Crushes. Like, I love that girl in the improv club. Like,
I love her Pitbull sweater.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
So is that kind of it for the week?
That's it for the week. It's a really good week, I'd say.
Yeah. So much going on. It's like start of year. So yeah, time to get involved. You can go work out at UBC Rec. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't want to do that, you can just go enjoy shows or be a part of them. Mm-hmm. But if you want to do something else, you can also drink beer. So there are some students on campus who are chemical engineering students, and they're working on designing an app to help microbreweries brew their beer or home brewers. And they're pretty fun. They're operating out of this like closet in the chem building, a really small closet, like half the size of the studio. So really, really small. And yeah, there's 11 of them working on it. And I went to their little, you know, their workstation today, and it was like super high tech. And yeah, so we did an interview with them. So we're going to hear that. And then we also sampled some of their beer, and it was really good.
It was delicious. Really good.
Yeah. Even like those, Sadie, who doesn't.
I'm not the biggest fan of beer, but I have to say it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a Belgian ale. So yeah, we were sipping on that before and it was really good. So yeah, so we're going to hear the interview with them. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about some of our favorite classes that we're going to be taking, or classes we're most excited for this semester. Yeah. Okay, so we are joined by some UBC students who are working on designing an app for brewing beer. So why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Josh, and I'm a third year chemical engineering student.
I'm Vittorio. I'm a second year chemical and biological engineering student.
And I'm Landon, and I'm also a second-year chemical and biological engineering student.
Awesome. So what is this app that you guys are working on?
So basically, we are building a application to kind of monitor and control the brewing process a little bit. So basically, it takes temperature readings and specific gravity readings, and as well as we're trying to incorporate some other sensors like pH sensors and kind of developing a way to measure SRM without using other instrumentation, using like a phone camera or a Raspberry Pi camera.
Cool. So I guess the kind of the purpose of the app is so that brewers can monitor their brew while it's happening remotely. Is that kind of the main
thing? Yeah, so you can, the nice thing is that because it's like it's Wi-Fi based, you can see the temperature of your brew wherever you want. So like for specific brews, you need to kind of be in a range of temperatures, so we can set it up so if your temperature is too high, then you know that you need to cool down your brew. Like you can go in and turn on your glycol chiller if you have one, or move it to a colder area so it can kind of cool down, or turn on the heat, for example, if the brew is too cold. If your brew gets too cold, then your yeast isn't at kind of full production. So you want to lay in kind of that optimum range for brewing temperatures. Temperature is pretty finicky when it comes to process control. You want to be in that optimum temperature.
Why do you think this app would be useful? Is it kind of more to like perfect your brew, convenience, both?
Yeah, it's kind of to perfect your brew. Brewing is kind of a really cool niche because it's people who are a lot of people who are into beer. It's kind of got a neat science based around it. There's scientific terms that have kind of been adapted into brewers' terms, right? For example, like OG and FG are original gravity and final gravity.
I was like, original gangster? Yeah, very scientific.
So they're like they're specific gravity measurements, which are a scientific way of measuring density. And that's how we find out the amount of alcohol that's produced by the yeast during the fermentation process.
Nice. So do you think that this app would be useful for someone who's trying to kind of get into brewing, maybe like an expert, everyone?
Yeah, we kind of want it to be used by everyone because like there's people who who've been brewing for years. Don't have a way to control it, or people who are new to brewing, and we can add how-tos, recipes, and stuff into the app. That's really, really easy to incorporate into the app. So then it kind of becomes more of a database of recipes and different values when it comes to beginning values and ending values for gravities and such, because everything's available on the internet when it comes to a lot of those things, but there's not a lot of user-friendly phone apps or websites for brewers, so that's my findings.
Yeah, I mean, I've Googled it, you know, and it's just like, I don't know, a 40-step like WikiHow page, and I was like, I'm not gonna bother with this. So this sounds really interesting. Maybe, yeah, a little bit more approachable if you're trying to get into it. So you guys are brewing out of, I understand, kind of like a janitor's closet in the chem building. So what is that like? What's your kind of process like on this research?
Currently all of our supplies and like when the brew is going through the fermentation process, it's in the janitor's closet. And it's not, I guess it's hard to say it's a janitor's closet because we've really just developed it into our little brew room, our storage room. It's some place where we can store everything, keep it tidy. But when we actually do the cooking, the brewing, we bring it up to the food safe club room. And yeah, and then while we do the process, it takes about 6 or 8 hours during the brewing. And it depends on the brew, of course. Mm-hmm. And I guess for us, when we first started out, it was a lot longer than we expected, but then you kind of get used to it, and the time amount just decreases, and it's a lot of fun, honestly. Like, yeah, it was my first time brewing about a few months ago, and yeah, I'm kind of addicted to it now.
Oh my God, addicted to brewing. That's great. So was it most of your first time brewing before you started this, or like did anyone have kind of more experience?
I was the only one that had a little bit of brewing experience from just going with my uncle in his garage and brewing. So I felt like I had a lot to bring to the group, but now like they know everything and we just do it all together.
What's your uncle's name?
Oh, it's Marcelo.
Okay, shout out to Marcelo for all your expertise in this process. Yes. Okay, so what's been the best brew that you guys have done so far?
It's definitely been our our blonde ale.
Okay.
Our Belgian blonde, sorry. It's turned out really good because the first one wasn't too good. We did a centennial brew, a pale ale centennial brew, which means just we mixed grains and the malt extract together. And it tastes a little bit artificial, to be honest. I didn't really like it that much. We messed up in a lot of things. There was a lot of false information on the internet. We took a long time to like make this recipe, gather all the information and just put it all together. And so the second brew that we did was an all-grain Belgian blonde. And I think it turned out really well. We just messed up on a little bit on the OG, but we already fixed that on the new.
Nice. I like Belgian beers. 33 Acres is a really good Belgian French Blanche. I really like theirs. If you're looking for inspiration. So where do you get your ingredients from, like your hops? Are they local suppliers or?
So yeah, we mostly go to like homebrew stores. I guess two of them. So the first one's probably Dan's Homebrew. It's on East Hastings. Really friendly guy. You just go in and he's always got time for you. Just ask what ingredients and he'll pour them all for you. And yeah, it's just a local place. And then another one's Barley's in New West. And yeah, just the environment's really friendly. Like everyone's super nice. If let's say you had a specific yeast or hops that you wanted, but they didn't quite have it in stock, they'll look up a chart and find the closest nearest thing for you.
Cool. So working out of this kind of like, you know, mini lab that you guys have, do you have any like funny stories or, I don't know, is it kind of like, you know, your kind of team of people working together in this small lab, like how does that work?
It gets a little squishy in the closet for one thing, a little squishy, especially since we keep getting more things and trying to figure out where to put them. But honestly, one of the funniest times I thought was when we were on our first brew, and I think one of us thought it was funny to wear a lab coat and safety goggles and the gloves and make it look like Breaking Bad or something. And then, you know, someone would walk in and everyone would just stare at them and they'd stare at us and it'd be a long, like, 30-second stare down. And then they're like, can I just use the microwave to heat up my food? And you're like, yeah.
So you don't have to wear a lab coat when you're in your lab?
No, someone just thought it would be really funny.
Okay.
So you shouldn't wear a lab coat.
Yeah.
It gives, like, the illusion that there's something more maybe intense happening. Like,
yeah, it was just, like, a first-time joke. I mean, we're a little bit more serious now, I guess you could say, but...
Okay, cool.
We're aware of what we're doing now.
Nice. So how have you guys been promoting the app?
Well, we're kind of under a umbrella organization for administration called UBC Envision. So we have a social media rep, Caitlin Lee, who's done a really good job of kind of putting up photos on our Instagram and organizing our Facebook. She's done a fantastic job of that. Lou Bosshart from UBC Public Affairs was somebody that contacted me after we went to the HE conference, the American Institute of Chemical Engineering conference in Minneapolis in October. We went to kind of present our project and talk about it a little bit. So she heard about that we went to this conference and about our app after, and she contacted Globe and Mail, and that's how the article kind of came to be. And as soon as the article went out, we've kind of gathered some other interest from you guys, and we've been talking to a few different breweries and cideries as well.
Nice. So this conference in Minneapolis, were there kind of interested people at the conference, or like did you meet like-minded people that were working on similar things?
Yeah, the conference was really cool. So American Institute of Chemical Engineering, or IChE, they have kind of a student-based competition for ChemiCar, which is something that we kind of actually evolved, that this project kind of evolved out of. We originally were building this app for a competition, but they canceled the app competition. When we were like, oh, hey, we're doing this, but you guys canceled the competition, they're like, okay, well, why don't you come speak about the project a little bit? So we came and we spoke about the project, and about 150 students showed up. It was probably one of the more packed workshops that I saw during the student conference. So that was kind of really cool to see. There's some photos on our social media to get an idea of the people there, and they were asking questions. IChE also has a brewing competition that they do. They don't want to let the Canadians participate because we just make great beer.
Yeah, obviously. What? Why wouldn't they let Canadians participate?
I think they're worried about us bringing beer over the border, and because we're not, and because one of us wasn't 21.
So
old. One of the other.
It's so old. Anyway, right? Another conversation. But
yeah, we don't water down the beer enough.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. How has the public reaction kind of been to the app? Like, are kind of breweries interested in this?
So we've been talking to a few different breweries. Some breweries have process control and sensor based, like bigger breweries. But some smaller breweries, the sensors are expensive, charged a lot for these sensors, and it's not really fair, because they don't like, we can go in and we can build these boards for pretty relatively low cost, but to hire somebody else and come in and do it is out of the price range of some of these breweries, because they're running on pretty low margins.
Mm-hmm.
For the bigger breweries, they kind of have process control set in place a little bit, but not so much with the remote monitoring, which is one thing that that we're kind of bringing to the table. And there are some aspects that they're not monitoring remotely. So for example, one brewery has to go around to a bunch of different tanks and measure the density of their beer every day, which is a big job when you're dealing with a lot of different tanks, and somebody has to go around and measure temperature out of each tank for a smaller brewery. It eats up time and it eats up resources. You have a one-time cost, and you can monitor it for the rest of the time that the brewery is running. There's a pretty short return of investment, I believe.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Was this idea kind of inspired by like the local kind of beer scene that's, you know, become really popular lately? Like, it sounds like, you know, your market is more locally based. Are you kind of trying to kind of go bigger, or is it kind of more of like a local audience?
I mean, we would like to go bigger. The idea actually came out of this app competition, and we originally were going to do a water treatment app. I guess we're treating the water still, but we're kind of treating it in a different way.
Well, isn't that like, you know, the monks in Belgium, they brewed beer because you couldn't drink the water?
We actually have a professor who thinks that one of the reasons why society's evolved and like lived so long is because we ate fermented fruit that had like basically had produced ethanol, and basically the ethanol had killed all the bad bacteria in our stomachs, and that's one of the reasons why like we evolved as a species.
Evolution at its finest.
We actually, funny enough, we're actually looking into a kombucha a little bit as well, because it follows a similar fermentation process, same as cider and wine. Kombucha is something that we started to look into because we have a team member, Nee Nugent, who's really into kombucha, so she's kind of started looking into the kombucha side of things a little bit.
It's a lucrative market, so yeah, good on you. I mean, last off, what's your favorite spot to grab a beer on campus? Do you have a favorite spot? Your closet?
Personally, I would say my favorite, I do like the beer that we produce, but doesn't have quite the atmosphere, and we can't drink in our closet because that is not a private residence, and it's also unfood safe to sample on the floor.
To sample on the
brewing floor
in the lab.
Okay.
So I'd say that my favorite spot to grab a beer on campus would probably be Kerner's. The only problem is that it's a little bit on the other side of campus from us. So sometimes we end up going to Mahoney's.
I've been grabbing beer at Mahoney's for a while now, and it's been pretty good.
Yeah, nice.
I mean, like, I'm going to differ from you guys a bit. I'm going to go with, like, the gallery up top.
It's a cheaper option.
Hey, it's a nice view.
They have a great view.
I get to look down on people.
Yeah. I got into a really bad habit of like studying and drinking at the gallery, and then it kind of became like I only ever wanted to study when I was drinking, and I was like, this needs to stop. This needs to stop. My parents listen to this, so shout out to mom and dad. Cool. So if people are interested in the app, do you guys have social media? Is that like Facebook, Twitter?
Yeah, the best place to follow us is probably on Facebook. You can kind of get everything from UBC Envision. There's four different projects that UBC Envision kind of manages, and beer is one of them. We also have an algae biofuels project, a flow cell project, and our ChemiCar, which is kind of our flagship project, which we evolved out of. So check us out on Facebook or Instagram at UBC Envision. There's a lot of really good brewing photos and some funny photos of us doing.
And your lab coats. And your unnecessary lab coats.
Unnecessary lab coats. So it's a lot of fun.
Cool.
Well, and our website.
Oh, and our website, ubcenvision.com.
Is it like N vision or in vision?
E-N vision.
E-N vision. Okay. Cool. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Okay, so we're back live. You're listening to UBC Happy Hour on CITR 101.9 FM. We are the UBC Affairs Collective, and so this show is collectively produced. And that was an interview that I, Alex Lenz, did with three UBC students who were designing a beer brewing app. So we were just talking about, you know, love on campus while that interview was playing. And so there's a Facebook page, UBC Crushes. Sadie, what were you thinking?
Well, my question is it creepy or cute?
Like, I mean...
It really depends on the content of the post.
Yeah. I mean, if they say something, like, really, like, aggressive about you, I'd be like, no, bye. But I think you could find it creepy and flattering at the same time.
Just the idea that someone, like, sees you in a certain spot that you're always in and always, like, stares at you, like, I don't know,
That's cute.
It is kind of cute.
But it's also creepy that they're just watching you, you know?
So. I feel like I'd be, like, super... I'd always be worried. I'd be like, oh my gosh. If someone was like, put me on the crush page, I'd always want to be looking good from then on. I'd be like, oh, someone could be watching me. They could have a crush on me. I have to look nice all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like a lot of the posts kind of seem like it's like friends, like maybe writing about their other friends. Like, I know, which is really nice. Like, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, in the Georgia Strait, there's the like spotted section. Do you guys know? So the Georgia Strait, it's like a, you know, newspaper in Vancouver and it's free. And they have a section where like it could be like, you know, like man seeking woman or like man seeking man or something. So I think it's like, I don't know, like lost connections. So like if you met someone and you thought they were really cool or maybe you were like crushing on like, I feel like it's a lot of like baristas. Like, I don't know why baristas get so much love. But you know, you're like, oh, like I always order, like I'm a man, you know, and it's like the female barista. And like, I, you know, anyway. And then I guess you can like, I guess if you were noticed that you were that person, you could like contact the Georgia Strait and they would put you in touch with them. But I've always wanted to like read about myself in that. Like, but one time I met a guy on the bus who like, no, like it was definitely not a love thing. It was just like we started talking because he was wearing this like really awesome like pink jacket. And then I was like, I really want to be his friend. And then I was thinking of posting in the Georgia Strait, just like, you know, looking for him because he was so nice. And we had this like amazing like 10-minute, you know, bus conversation. Mm-hmm. But the crushes page, it's like, I don't know. Yeah, I think
it's kind
I would
of like a joke now. Like,
yeah. But I think, like, I would be, honestly, I'd be flattered.
Same. Like,
yeah.
Like, we all want to be in it deep inside.
Yeah, yeah.
I am scrolling through it right now, trying to find myself.
Someone was trying to find myself. Yeah, I'm, like, I'm trying to find one that's, like, really funny. But, yeah, I don't know. Because some of them are also, actually, a lot of them are, like, named. Like, they actually name, like, mm-hmm. like this, you know, like, Jeremy Young or, like, Rachel Aziz. And it's, like, so clearly you know who they are. It's, like, I think you should just talk to them.
Just, you know, you don't have why to, like, not?
You don't have to, like,
only
ask him out
once.
Exactly.
You can just, like, go up and be, like, hey, how's it going? You don't have to be, like, want to go out? It's, come on, guys.
Yeah, this one's kind of cute. It's like looking for the girl that lives in HMSM.
Hummelsum,
okay. That wears sweatpants or pajamas to the calf. You're always with a big group of people, so I can't say hi. Aww. I'm like, I know, that's cute. But I'm also like, doesn't everyone wear pajamas to the calf? Like every girl is like, like, I don't know. Yeah, some of them are really funny. But yeah, the ones that are like named, I'm kind of like, I don't know, like, This is really funny. Ben Chug, CS plus math fourth year student. It's like, you know a lot about him. I think you're really cute. Can his friends comment down below if he's single or not? I don't think he has Facebook. And if he's looking to be in a relationship, would love to ask him out sometime. It's like, okay, you know he doesn't have Facebook. Like, wow. There was one on here like a while ago that was about a psychology professor that apparently everyone has a crush on. And like there were like guys commenting. Maybe it was on the UBC Confessions, but it was like everyone was commenting being like, yeah, I'm so obsessed with this professor. So I looked up the professor and he teaches like the psychology of sex. And oh, I was like, this is too much. Like, this is too cliched. Like, oh my God. But yeah, speaking of classes, is anyone like taking, and it's first week back. Has anyone been in an interesting class so far? Econ.
Yeah. Which first econ class with Gateman.
Gateman.
Yeah, because I've heard a lot about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he seems interesting so far.
Yeah. He's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He likes to make jokes, but a lot of people don't like get them. So it's awkward, like awkward silence.
That happens to really a lot funny. Of profs though.
Oh yeah. That's bad.
But I don't think Gateman cares at all.
Yeah, he
like if no one laughs. Like he's still gonna make the joke. But I mean yeah. I kind of admire that. You know, yeah. It's like he's pretty funny.
I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very entertaining, you know. It's like if you're gonna have like an econ class, which could be like a little bit dry, it's nice to have someone who's like has more personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm taking a creative writing class. It's for creative nonfiction, and it seems pretty interesting. We're gonna like talk about writing memoir and stuff like that, and I'm just like, what would my memoir consist of? Like the life of a 22-year-old, like I don't know how many memories of mine people actually want to read about. Like,
yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm really entertaining to myself, but yeah. No one else would find it entertaining.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, am I going to have to write something about my life? Like, okay. But it sounds pretty interesting. Sadie, are you taking any interesting?
I'm taking mostly just general, like, first-year science courses, so nothing super exciting. I mean, they're things I love because I like biology and chemistry, but
yeah.
I think most people are, or some people are like, that's pretty standard, but I'm excited. I think my profs are good. Though I won't say who my chemistry prof is. I was really upset to walk into class. They're not announced ahead of time, and I had the same professor as last term, and I was like, no.
Oh, and you didn't really like them?
No.
Okay. That's like, yeah, that's fair. Well, you know, sometimes like there are profs who, like, they're kind of the only prof you can take for that class, but you have to take it. So you're just like, because I think if you're compatible with the professor, like that makes such a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily like if you don't, you know, enjoy the class, it's not necessarily like their fault. Like it might just be that their learning, you know, or their teaching style isn't really compatible with like how you learn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really think that's all it is. And it's too hard to like switch sections or...
Yeah, so. Switching classes is really hard. Mm-hmm. It's like, I just don't want to, you know, deal with that at all. But
yeah, I've switched all of my classes in the last 7 days.
Wow.
It's been a lot. I got the last one I needed today.
Nice. And Amy has, like, a really cool set of classes. But she also starts at 8 a.m., like, a lot. And she's really excited about it.
I love waking up early. What can I say? Yeah, I'm living my best first-year arts life. I'm taking... a Greek and Roman mythology class. I'm taking a linguistics class, which, like, for me, I'm a linguistics nerd. I love languages and stuff, so it's really cool for me. And I'm also taking, like, a theater studies class, my next Spanish class, which isn't exciting, but I like Spanish again, and also a creative writing for comedy class.
That's perfect, because you're an improv.
So yeah. That's like... I'm going to get so much funny out this semester. I'm ready. I don't know. I love all the classes. I'm super excited.
That's really cool. So the comedy class, like, do you learn how to write, like, a screenplay that's funny or something like that? Or like,
I don't know exactly. I haven't had it yet, just because it starts on Monday. But on the course, I have to double check. But it says, like, stuff like writing for a sketch, stand-up. Yeah, and I think screenplays and as well as just, like plays and, like, just, like a book that's funny or something like that.
Okay.
So it's just like any type of like writing that's funny, like make it funny.
That's interesting, because I wonder, you know, what, like, the kind of theoretical techniques are behind it. Yeah. Because I guess I always just think, like, if you're funny, you're funny. And
there's,
if you're
like,
not,
like, certain things that you can do, but, like, it's, like, is, like, there is, like, an innate ability that you have, but there's some, like the rule of three. It's, like, if there's something, like, if someone falls three times, it's supposed to build until the last one is, like, the funniest it can be. And also, like, improv has a lot of rules, because in improv, you do, there's two kind of different types of improv that you'll do, is scene work versus games. So scene work is, like, creating a story, and game is, like, finding, so you set your base reality, like, okay, this is the normal world, and you find the one thing that's odd, and so then you'll expand that even more. So, like, I was reading a book on improv, and it was talking about, so say you're at a dentist's office. They're like, one funny thing you could do, like, that they gave an example is the dentist, instead of using, like, something like a shot or something as anesthetic, he uses a brick. And that's, like, the one weird thing in the world. And then you're like, well, like, if he uses a brick, what else can be true about that? So they're like, oh, would maybe he, like, use other, like, heavy objects that are maybe more funny? It's like, well, we have an anvil for, like, the really, like, for people who just don't respond to the brick. Or it's like, oh, for children, we just use small rocks to anesthetize them. Yeah.
Is this, like, a little bit morbid?
It is morbid, yes.
Yeah.
But, like, it's, like, an example of, like, the rules. And so, like, you can follow the rules, but, you know, whether it's people find it funny is just up to them.
Yeah, I guess I always wonder, like, when you write something, you write a joke, you know, you do that in isolation of your audience. So how do you know that people are going to read your story and sit there and laugh?
Yeah.
You know? 'Cause I can laugh at my own stuff all the time, but.
And it's all about, like, what, I guess, like, what you find funny. I find, like, getting really specific with stuff makes me laugh so hard. Like, I don't know if you guys, like, listen to John Mulaney stand up at all.
Perhaps. The name sounds familiar.
Yeah, he was, like, a Saturday Night Live writer. He wrote Stefan on Saturday Night Live, if you know him. He, like, gets really specific with everything. Like, he just, like, I've heard of, like, about the sketches he wrote and, like, written and seen them, and they're just, like, they get really into detail. It's like, oh, these, like, Nevada wicker chairs or something. I'm like, why did they say that? I love it. It's hilarious.
That's so awesome. I love Portlandia for that.
Yeah.
Like, they just, like, it's, like, one big inside joke, but... I mean, I love that idea of, like, yeah, like, the more you kind of follow it, the funnier it gets.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So we look forward to more comedy. Amy's going to be, like, the funniest person.
I'm training. UBC is my comedy training ground.
Yes. Maybe you can do, like, a comedic bit. That would be fun.
I'll try. I don't know. After I take the course, then,
yeah,
you know, I'll be able to make some bits up.
Yeah, that's awesome. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. That's all for tonight, but we'll catch you guys next week. This is UBC Happy Hour on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam in Coast Salish territory. And up next is Radio Pizza Party. So they're going to be in the studio shortly. And yeah, have a good night, everyone. Happy Friday.
Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate